This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Tuesday the world is failing to protect civilians as the number of people caught up in conflicts and their humanitarian aftershocks skyrocketed last year. In 2022, the United Nations tallied a 53% increase in civilian deaths compared to the year prior, with nearly 17,000 civilian deaths recorded across 12 conflicts. He cited civilian deaths in Ukraine and Sudan, schools destroyed in Ethiopia, and damage to water infrastructure in Syria. The United States is confirming there has been an encounter between a pair of its strategic bombers and a Russian fighter jet. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
The Russian Defense Ministry characterizes an incident over the Baltic Sea as an interception. The Pentagon spokesman, Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder, downplayed the encounter when asked about it on Tuesday.
It was a safe and professional interaction with Russian aircraft, so nothing significant to report on that front.
Officials in Moscow say the American aircraft did not cross the Russian border. In recent months, there have been several hazardous incidents between Russian military planes and aircraft of NATO countries. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of protesters marched on Tuesday to the Israeli parliament in Jerusalem, where lawmakers were set to approve a state budget. Passing the budget would grant some political reprieve to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose hard-right coalition government has been strained by months of protest over his planned judicial reforms. Hours before Tuesday's vote, several thousands of people protested outside the Knesset against the budget, waving Israeli flags, chanting, and blowing horns. This is VOA News. As Turkey heads to a presidential runoff on May 28th, the challenger is targeting nationalist voters with an anti-refugee and strong security stance in a bid to overtake incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is to return millions of Syrian refugees home and protect the homeland from terrorist threats. Kılıçdaroğlu's sharp pivot away from focusing on democracy and Turkey's economic problems is a reaction to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's first-round success, in which he narrowly missed securing the presidency. But with only a few days left of campaigning, time is against Kılıçdaroğlu as he seeks to close the gap on Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Representatives of U.S. President Joe Biden and congressional Republicans ended another round of debt ceiling talks on Tuesday with no signs of progress as the deadline to raise the government's borrowing limit or risk default ticks closer. The two parties remain deeply divided about how to rein in the federal deficit, with Democrats arguing wealthy Americans and businesses should pay more taxes while Republicans wanting spending cuts. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the federal government could no longer have enough money to pay all of its bills as soon as June 1st, which would cause a default that would hammer the U.S. economy and push borrowing costs higher. A man who crashed a truck into a security barrier across from the White House is under arrest, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Secret Service says investigators believe the driver may have intentionally hit the barriers at Lafayette Park last night. Police searched the truck, and WUSA TV posted video showing one officer going through evidence, including a Nazi flag. There were no injuries, and authorities have not released the man's identity nor a motive. The park police say he faces multiple charges, including threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on a president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump has made a video appearance in a New York courtroom where a judge tentatively scheduled the former U.S. president's criminal trial for March 25, 2024. That date would fall in the heart of the presidential primary season. Trump has pleaded not guilty last month to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records at his family company, the Trump Organization. The 76-year-old has portrayed the New York case and other investigations as a coordinated effort to sully his reelection chances. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.